Very often we feel out of control. Our emotions are very strong. Our responses, our negative responses to what happens in the world is very powerful. And it seems many of our days go by wasted just through so many horrible feelings and ideas, thoughts that come into our mind that are out of our control. Because in truth, we do not want to be unhappy. We do not want to get angry. Our true nature is to wish to be peaceful, to be happy all the time. But so many of us, we feel out of control. So the first step is we've got to believe that we can control our mind. And in order for that to develop, we have to believe that we actually have a mind and that we are the owner of our mind. You know, the mind is not something that belongs to anyone else. It is definitely an entity that exists separate from ourselves. We are people. I'm a person. I'm a human being. But as a human being, I possess a body and I possess a mind, a human body. And I won't say a human mind, but hopefully I do have a human mind. So we have to develop this understanding that we are not our mind, but we own a mind. We possess a mind. It's like owning clothes or owning a car. It's a possession of ours, okay? And we can gradually gain control over it. We can gradually start to understand how it works and to begin to slow down and prevent and stop completely all of the thoughts and feelings that give rise to our unhappiness. That is the whole business of practicing Buddha's teachings, is gaining control over our mind so we always have a peaceful mind. Mind is peaceful all the time. We're always happy. When the mind is disturbed, we're unhappy. It's very simple, very, very simple. So you can see the importance of believing that we can control our mind. So we need inspiration. We need examples of people who are controlling their minds around us. We do not need to be following examples of people who cannot control their minds. If you remember yesterday, I was talking about the causes of our delusions, what causes us to become such a deluded and negative person. And one of the reasons why we have negative responses is because maybe we're influenced by friends and family who similarly have negative influences. Sorry, negative responses, you know. I gave the example of watching the news. If we look at the news, we can see that the media's response usually to make sure they get plenty of listeners and readers is to find a person in the world who is uniformly hated or disliked or something. So there may be a dictator in a particular country or a criminal or something. We isolate certain people and then turn them into demons through all of the bad news that's reported about them. And so we can find ourselves in a world where everyone we meet hates a particular person or a group of people, and everyone is encouraging everyone to do that. Yes, it's right to hate those people. It's right to be, wish to destroy that person because they're a bad person. So we have to be very careful about falling under the influence of family and friends. There's nothing wrong with families. We love families. I love my family. But sometimes we can fall under an influence of their attitudes and views that actually take away our agency, take away our ability to control our mind. They direct our mind just in a negative direction. And we find ourselves following bad thoughts because everyone else seems to be doing it and it seems to be right. What we need to do is take a step back and ask ourselves, is it right for me to make myself unhappy by allowing myself to generate these negative minds? Is that going to solve my problems? If I allow my anger to continue, is that going to solve my problem? No. Am I going to find happiness by allowing my strong desirous attachment to manifest? You know, that is, again, that's also encouraged by the media, isn't it? We're given so many images and so much stimulation in our media to develop desire, so much desire for this, for that, for the other. And a lot of these desires can never be met. They're totally unrealistic. And the result of them is unhappiness, disappointment, frustration. So again, we have to ask ourselves, do I want to follow? Do I want to follow the stream? You know, do I want to follow what is most of society doing, which I've found is actually causing me to be unhappy? Do I really want to follow that? Or am I going to take a step back and learn how to control that process and not fall under the influence of friends and family who are encouraging me to be negative? So we have to do a lot of thinking about this. Do I really want to take control? Like I said last night, I think the last session yesterday, it's sometimes very tempting to think to ourselves, I have far too many problems for me to deal with it myself, and I must just give the responsibility to somebody else. Okay? I must take no responsibility at all for my own mind. So our first step is saying, I do have some responsibility. I have a big responsibility. Second step is realizing we can get good help if we reach out to people who are wise, beings who have got wisdom. What do I mean by a wise being, a wise person? That is somebody who can make themselves happy. That is somebody who keeps a peaceful, happy mind under all circumstances. Eventually, people like that transform into enlightened beings. They become completely pure. So our friendship group matters, you know, and who we rely upon for advice, who we're going to turn towards when things are difficult. We do need support, we do need help. But all those helpers are not responsible for our own mind. We're the only one who is. We can reach out to them for help, for blessings, for advice, but we're the one who must take control of our own deluded attitudes. So the question comes now, do I really want to do that? And if we don't have this deeper belief that we can do it, we can control it, we're not going to do it, are we? We're not going to do that. So here's some suggestions. I think I made these last time. Here's one suggestion from Geshe Chekawa, one of our Lojong training the mind teachers of 1,000 years ago. He said, to get the confidence to believe that you can control your mind, purify your greatest delusion first. Go for your biggest problem first. Now that may seem like a big job. Maybe you think, well, my biggest problem is my uncontrolled anger. I can't control it. But you know, if you try to get under control your anger, and you get some success, just a little bit of success, this is incredibly confidence building. You know, big inspiration comes. You get a big reward. I myself have reduced my anger. I've purified a little bit. I've made my mind a little bit more pure. I'm not as angry as I used to be 5 years ago. That's the kind of measurement we have to take with ourselves. We have to look over a long period of time. Have I improved in the last year or two? Yes or no? Which is it? And usually, if we're diligent, if we're trying to change ourselves, we're reaching out for help, and we're putting these meditations into practice, there will be an improvement, no doubt. There's no doubt, you know. So please think about this, how to find that self-belief or that self-confidence that you can control your own mind.